Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Everybody, this is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I'm Colleen van der Zijden, a registered medium here at Lilydale Assembly. So I have missed you. I have not seen you in weeks and weeks and weeks. I think it's been about 8 or 9 weeks due to the summer season, and then I did some traveling after the season was over. So here we are. We are back, and I'm very excited to be here today. We are going to be talking about serenity during chaotic times. But before I get to that, I will do some of our details of what you need to know. If you haven't been here before and watched the show, the name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. Hi, Deb. Nice to see you. It's called Embracing Your Essence and all about loving who you are at your core, at your soul level. And I talk about different strategies to help you access that soul level so that you can live your life with as much meaning and purpose as possible, and also happier and with less stress. So I'm a registered medium here at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. So those are two of my most favorite things to do, help people either by talking to our loved ones on the other side or helping them with their physical problems, the external things that are going on in life, or helping them come up with strategies to create the life they really want to have. Hi, Julie. Nice to see you. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to see you. Hi, Michelle. And your internet is working. That is wonderful. Hello, Kim. Thank you for joining us. So nice to see everybody popping in here. Lilydale, if you don't know, is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and people do come from all over to study and take classes, workshops. Not this year because of COVID, but all those things are online this year. But we are still open, and if you're in the area and you want to come to Lilydale, you can come and get a reading with a medium. Or you can just walk the grounds and walk in the woods if you want to. No gate fee now that we are off the summer season. So you can come and visit at any point. And if you haven't yet, I do recommend you come. Hi, Ray. Nice to see you. I haven't seen you in forever. Hi, Joanna. Oh, how nice. So nice that everybody is joining me today. I'm very excited about this. I have a very special show planned for you. We are going to talk about some ideas to shift your perspectives as you're handling some of the chaotic times that we are all experiencing. So we're going to do some of those perspective shifts, but we're also going to do a little bit later on a special meditation to help you get back into the light of your soul. Because when you're in the light of your soul, you're centered in that light, that's where you're going to find the serenity, no matter what is happening. So we are going to do that a little bit later. I'll do some talking first, as I normally do, and then we will go through that whole meditation process, and I'm sure that my assistant will be able to take that process, that meditation, out of this recording and make it into a downloadable file for you. So you will have it and not have to listen to the whole thing or find it in a longer version of this video recording. So let me see who has joined us. I'm so excited to see you all. Hi, Beth. Hi, Cindy. Hugs from Colorado. Yes, thank you. And Joanna's coming to Lilydale tomorrow. It's going to be in the woods tomorrow, walking in the woods. That's one of my most favorite places, to walk back by the inspiration stump and then take that path right off the stump and go into the woods. When I walk back there, I just feel like myself. So let's get to our topic. Oh, wait, I have to tell you the other details. LilydaleAssembly.org, if you want to know what's going on. Of course, not much happening right now. There are still some workshops going on, things like this. But LilydaleAssembly.org, you can find out what's going on in Lilydale. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. Please follow Lilydale there, of course. ColleenVanderZijden.com for me, or if you don't want to try to spell van der Zijden, psychicmediumColleen.com works just as well. And you can follow me on Facebook if you haven't yet, Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. There, I've done everything I'm supposed to tell you so we can get to everything we want to do. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Patty. Hi, Diane. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Very excited, like I said, about this show. So serenity during chaotic times. And you may have noticed, unless you're living in a cave somewhere far, far away, that we are living in some crazy times. We've got behaviors of other people that are very much affecting us, even if they're not directly affecting us. We're watching what other people are doing, and it can be upsetting to many of us. And that blocks our serenity, of course. Sometimes you'll see some things happening out in society, politically, whatever's happening, and I'm not getting into all those details. You all know what I'm talking about. Things going on out there. And when we watch this stuff, we start to feel like the whole world is in chaos, and we think our whole lives are in chaos. And with this, we can start to feel really confused and dismayed, and we might be experiencing grief or worry or feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. So we are going to, like I said, talk about some ideas to reclaim that serenity, some perspective shifts to help you get out of the worry in your head, basically, and get back into the center. Now, I have a little story I want to tell you. Hello, everybody, Jessica and Leah. I have a little story to tell you. I recently went to Maine with my mother, and we came back from Maine, and at the end of our trip, and we went to a restaurant. So we're sitting in this restaurant, and it's socially distanced. It's all safe, no worries. And this woman nearby, about 8 feet away or so, probably more, I have no conception of distance, was talking on her phone. And she kept saying, "I told you we had to change restaurants. I told you the other one had an hour wait." And she kept repeating herself over and over and was very defensive in how she was speaking. Now, of course, it's not like I was purposefully listening to her, but she was right there, so we could all hear her. So I didn't think too much of it until her, who appeared to be her husband, came into the restaurant. And he came over and immediately sat down, and there was a young girl with them, and she looked to be about 8 years old to me. And as soon as he came in, he sat down, and the waitress came over immediately to take his order for his drink. And what he did, instead of ordering a drink, was that he started complaining very loudly about having to wear a mask. And he went on and on about the political things that are going on in New York State, because that's where we were, and how the governor is a dictator and all of these things. And as he went on and on about this, the server tried to defuse him a little bit by saying, "Well, I try to stay out of that." And he immediately jumped on her and was like, "No, you should be aware of this. Do you know he's done this and this and this?" So he was doing a lot of politically charged comments and was basically attacking her, the waitress now, for not believing as he felt she should believe, or not being as involved as he wanted her to be involved. And my mother and I looked at her, at each other, and we were like, "Oh no, do we really have to listen to this?" So the server walks away, and then what happens next is he starts yelling at his daughter next to him, who I assumed was his daughter, about her complaining about his driving. Apparently, she had told him that he was a scary driver. So now, this whole story, and I'll continue with it, but this whole story is to kind of illustrate what's going on outside of us, what's going on outside of our own personal lives. Things like this happen, and we get affected by them. And it's an interesting story because this man really illustrates so much of what's happening. So he's yelling at this little girl, who is now starting to cry, of course, and he's very loud. Everyone in the restaurant can hear him. And apparently after a while, he got tired of that. So he started yelling at his wife, explaining about everything she had ever done wrong, ever in their whole relationship, apparently. And the server comes back over and says to him, "Geez, is everything okay? She kind of laughs a little, and she says, "You're starting to make my other customers nervous." And he goes, "What do you mean? Why could I be making them nervous?" And he turns around and looks at me and my mother, and he says, "He's telling us to stop eavesdropping on his conversation, and that we're really rude, and we shouldn't be paying attention to him, and all of these things." And it was really strange because we hadn't said or done anything. So he goes on and on and on about everything that's going on. And the server says, no, you know, it's just that you're really loud and everybody can hear you." And as she walks away, he's like, "I'm fine, I'm fine." And She walks away, and he continues attacking his wife, the daughter, turning around and commenting to me and my mother. I happened to be in the seat where I could see his wife, and his wife's face went totally blank. She didn't stare at him. It was like she was in shock. She just didn't even look at him at all. And this whole episode illustrates the anger and divisiveness that is in our current society. This man's tied, rigidly tied to his perspective. He believes other people should think the way he thinks or believe what he believes. He believes he's right, and that's all there is to it. So he's blaming everybody else for how he feels. He believes it's okay to attack other people and force others to do, say, whatever he wants. And he has no awareness of how his energy affects others, and he really doesn't care. My mother and I, of course, wanted a peaceful dinner to conclude my time with her, but that didn't really work out so well because with all of this yelling and everything going on, it was just waves of negative energy coming at us, and it was really blocking our serenity there. As much as I was trying to send positive energy to that table and all of that, it was just so disconcerting. As sensitives, and all of us are sensitives and empaths, and those of us who are on a spiritual path, we always want to help. We want to, be there and say something and help. But what's happening now currently is so much is going on that's out of our control, that we can't fix. We can't make it better for other people, and we can't necessarily adjust what's happening. And when we're watching or listening to a hateful, unkind, or violent display of behavior, it does affect us. It's a rare person that is able to watch what's happening around them and not be emotionally affected in some way. Now, remember, everything is energy. When something happens externally, we can feel it internally as well. And our emotions will indicate to us how we're dealing with that energy. So if we're feeling negative energy, we can get stuck in the more difficult emotions. We can be worried. I was worried for this woman. We can be a little bit fearful and scared, like, is this guy going to be waiting outside, when we walk outside, and accost us in some way. We can be worried about potential outcomes with things that are going on externally. And this divisiveness in our society can also leave us feeling very bewildered about what's happening and why people don't seem to care or understand or realize that we're all connected, and how we treat another person is really going to affect everyone, not just that person, ourselves. This man who was yelling, he, of course, wouldn't necessarily be aware of energy, but his energy does affect other people. And when this energy comes at us, especially sensitive people, empaths, those on the spiritual path, and so many of us are, what happens is the emotions can overtake us. Can we lose our center? And when we lose the center, being in the center of our soul, that's when we lose our peace. I'm just going to check the comments for a minute. Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Teresa. Thank you, Joanna. And Meg, we've got, yes. It's so nice to see you all. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such a strange time we're living in our lifetime, unless any of us are over 100 years old. We have never, ever, ever, ever experienced a pandemic and what's happening in this society and politically. This is all uncharted territory, and we're all just kind of feeling our way through. So if we can figure out a way to get back to the center, and what we want to do is get back to the center of the light of our soul, that's where we need to be. When we get there, that's when we'll find the serenity, no matter what is happening around you. So these chaotic times that we are living in, they greatly influence us. And, so many of my clients and friends, we kind of resist it. You see what's happening, and it's natural for us to go, oh, man, this is crazy. And it is. But we're naturally resisting it. And if we're not aware and intentional, very intentional, in how we think and respond, that's when we lose our center. And we can get sucked into that fear and feel lost and hopeless. So finding this serenity, I know it sounds like, oh, yeah, okay, how are we going to find this? Deb is saying the world is a mess. Darlene is saying a lot of negative people. So true. And I'm losing my peace, but I know where the light is. Joanna, yes. May you live in interesting times indeed. Yes, Ryan, don't we? You know, in a few years, we are all going to look back at this time and go, you know what? We did it. We handled it. And look what I learned, and look how amazing I am, and look at how I can handle anything that's in my life. That's what's going to happen. In just a few short years, we will be able to look back and know. So, okay. So, what we're going to do is we are going to talk about reclaiming the light. Now, something I do want to talk about before I really move into that, you know me, I want you to really understand where I'm coming from first. So that it's a little easier to take some of these perspective shifts, which are simple. They really are. Then we will get to that special meditation that I told you about earlier, where we are going to go through a whole meditation to reconnect to that light. It's going to be awesome. So what we tend to do sometimes, especially sensitive people, because we do want to live with as much authenticity as possible as spiritual beings in that soul energy, it can be very difficult for some of us to reconnect to that light of our soul when we see that perplexing and confusing and violent and strange behavior. So to understand what our natural responses are is so important. Sometimes what we'll do is we'll shut down, just like that lady in the restaurant when her husband was berating her. You could see her face. She just shut down. There was nothing there. There was no emotion. And sometimes we'll do that when we feel attacked by another person, or we're confused by another person, or we're upset by a certain situation. We'll just shut ourselves down, and we'll hide ourselves, and we may even go into shock. With the current situation, what's been happening, I can't tell you how many times I have just wanted to run away, go someplace, ignore, deny, not know anything, don't read the news, all this stuff, which can be important to do some shutting down, because we have to understand what we can take mentally and emotionally. Sometimes we do need to shut down. However, here's my thing. Here's my caveat. However, if we shut down and stay there, get to the light of our soul. So it won't work for the long term. Sometimes what can also happen, a natural response we may have, is we may also get triggered by what's happening out there. If we see negative energy, you know, a lot of stuff on social media these days, people calling each other names, it's very simple to react defensively and respond with that same energy. And I cannot tell you how many times I have seen people who are spiritually inclined do that. And I'm not judging them, because I know in my own head I've certainly said some key and choice words about some people. However, if we are conscious, intentional, and aware, we can stop ourselves from doing this, which will keep us back in the light. So we don't want to respond in the same energy that other people are responding with. But that's something that we will do naturally. And if we feel people are judging us, are we in return judging them? If someone calls a name, do we do it back? Are we reacting rather than intentionally choosing how we want to respond? Other times we do fixate on what's happening out there, or people, whatever's going on. We can fixate on it, and we can't get past it. It's very confusing. It's scary. We don't understand. And when we fixate, we're actually out of control. We're focusing on something that we cannot change. So we are out of control in our mind, and then we feel helpless. And when we feel helpless, that's when, again, we will get stuck. So what all this is, all of our natural responses that so many of us do, is that we are unconsciously just resisting. We struggle to accept the idea that we can't change another person. We resist the idea of what's happening, the uncontrollable situations around us. We resist them because many of them are wrong and hurtful and painful, and we resist it. And we resist how we feel. So that's what happens when we shut down. We're resisting how we feel. All of this, and these are thoughts just to think about, something grabs you, take it. These responses will block our light. But if we are aware and intentional, then we can make those different choices. So we can shift our responses and get back in the light. It all starts, of course, with awareness. If we can move into awareness of how we normally respond without judging ourselves, without saying, oh, you did that horribly, it was, you know, nothing like that. If we can just be aware, it's really a state of non-attachment, okay? It's different than detachment. Detachment is when we don't really feel anything at all. Non-attachment is when we consciously decide, we choose to see what's going on around us, and we choose how we're going to respond. We choose to be intentional in our awareness. We choose to make decisions in the right way, right being for us, of course. Not in a selfish way, but what is right for our own mental health to get back to our light, the light of our soul, always. So being aware and intentional, you always have a choice. I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, well, I don't have a choice. No, you always have a choice. You absolutely always have a choice with every single thing. If you get stuck on wanting something externally to change, and that's what you think the solution is, you will get stuck in there. Instead, if you can look at an external situation and say, okay, I see this is happening, but I'm not going to attach my energy to that. I'm not going to get stuck there. That's living with intention and being aware. So choosing to be aware and intentional. Related to that is choosing to be self-responsible. You are the only person who can change how you feel. I actually was just editing that in my book today. I wrote that in there again in several places as I was working through the edits. You don't blame or attack other people for how you feel. Granted, you're going to have emotions with some of the things happening. Yes, I'm not saying deny them, all that in a moment, but don't blame other people for that. You can understand that's the source of your anger, but don't blame it. Blame is a sign that you're a victim, and you are not a victim. You are powerful. You can take care of anything that's happening, and you're the only one who can make yourself feel better. That's the self-responsibility. And if you understand that, and you believe it, that you are the only one that can make you feel better, then you will start to take those intentional, actionable steps to feel better. Once you become aware and you really integrate that belief that you can be aware and intentional, that you're responsible, you'll start to feel more empowered. And when the chaos is happening around you, it won't drag you down so quickly. You'll be able to detach in a positive way, expressing that non-attachment. You'll be able to do that. And then you'll be able to move into feeling. You'll be able to choose to feel. And then when you choose to feel, you'll be accepting how you feel. If you're angry at some of the things that are happening, and I know many people are, good. If you're happy one day and things are going great, be happy. So choose to feel it. Allow the emotions to come up so you can process them. We don't want to go numb, okay? Like the woman in the restaurant as that man was yelling at her. She was numb. She had shut down. This is a lot of what's happening in the world right now. Some people are shutting down and other people are reacting and being triggered. So we have to make the intentional choice as to what we want to do, how we're going to handle things, choose to feel. With that then becomes, of course, choosing a response. You're being intentional. You can respond with kindness even if someone else is not kind. We all know we cannot change another person. So in case any of you out there are still trying to convince another person to look at things from a different way, you could probably stop doing that, and because that's not going to work. So, and I'm not talking about just what's happening now, but anything in life. You cannot necessarily change another person. If somebody's open, you're having a discussion, a calm, rational discussion, different matter totally. But don't force your opinion on other people. So you can respond in a different way. Once you make those intentional choices, you can be kind. You never want to mirror the energy of what's coming at you. Now, this is a little bit tricky because other people may want us to believe, feel, act, behave, all of that stuff in a certain way. Kind of like the guy in the restaurant. He wanted everybody around him to believe and act a certain way, his way. So don't we all, and this is why it's tricky, because don't we all want certain people, especially the ones that we find now who are not always kind and caring and all of that. Don't we want them to be kind and caring? We do. So we want them to behave in a certain way too. So it's a tricky balance because, again, we never want to force something on somebody else. We can send, and I talked about this in the spring, about sending positive energies to other people. We can send positive energy to somebody, even if they are a jerk. We can do that. We can intentionally send positive energy. So if you feel a little bit helpless and hopeless, that's something to do. And it's very important for us as spiritual people and those of us who are on the spiritual path and are sensitive. And we want to do something. We want to help send the positive energy. It works. You can do it. So and even though we know that, and this is going to sound really weird right now with what I'm saying, but even though we know we're right and that the way to become a spiritual being, the best way to live is to be on the spiritual path, that is not right for everybody here, okay? So that's right for us, but it's not right for everybody. So what we have to do is then move into acceptance. Other people's paths are their paths. They're not yours. If someone comes to me and is looking for guidance as a coach or a medium, I will help them to the best of my ability. That's a different thing than my walking up to somebody on the street and saying, you know what, your perspective is totally wrong. Let me tell you how you're wrong. And as a friend of mine is fond of saying, has anybody ever positively responded to the comment and the question of, let me tell you how you're wrong? You know, no, we go, yes, definitely. Tell me how I'm wrong. I really want to know how I'm wrong. Nobody has ever responded that way. So it's a different thing. If we're accepting somebody as they are, they have their path. That's what it is. Maybe in this lifetime, their path is to be somebody who creates havoc in the world. Your path is your path. Your path is to create peace, love, and joy. And you get to do it any way you want to do it, any way you want to do it. Okay, but we don't force it on other people. If they don't want to be happy, don't force it on them. That's funny, isn't it? When you think about that, that is funny. So acceptance. Now, anytime I talk about acceptance, somebody's always saying, but, and they come up with all these ways why they can't accept what's happening around them. That's, acceptance doesn't mean you don't have an emotional response. Yes, you have to have an emotional response. If you're upset, express it. Do it as well as you can, okay? Screaming and yelling at somebody, calling them names like that guy is not the best way to do it usually, you know? It doesn't really open people up to you. So what you want to do is just express the emotions as you need to. If you can't express it to the source of your emotional distress, then write it down. Talk to God. Send a message to somebody. Find a good friend. Vent. Whatever you have to do, do that. But if you do not express the emotions and you shut down, eventually you're going to explode like a volcano, and all of it's just going to come out, and it's not going to be productive or healthy for you or anyone around you because it will come out in the wrong place, and you don't want that. So let's see. Darlene is saying rebooting can be helpful. Yes, and that's really what I'm talking about, actually, is choosing, intentionally choosing, being conscious, choosing your response, shifting everything, just shift it. So that guy at dinner, I don't know what ended up with him. He ended up leaving and storming out of there and threatening to go back to wherever they lived. This was a tourist area, so I'm pretty sure he was threatening to go back home, wherever that was. So I don't know what happened there. But I know my mom and I had a good discussion afterwards and how we were concerned for the woman because we thought maybe he might be abusive, which seemed pretty likely given his attitudes and behaviors. But we did have an emotional response we had to work through. So we talked through it, and we talked about acceptance and how these things happen and all of that, and sent them love. And Tom is saying acceptance doesn't mean you have to like it, and that is correct. Acceptance just gets you out of the emotions, the worries and stuff in your head, because you go, you know what? I have no power over this. And now, of course, a little aside, which is not abnormal for me, you can, of course, send that energy up or ask God, Spirit, guides for help. You know, you can say, you know what? I'm having a struggle accepting this. Can you help me? And you may very well get a download or some kind of an energetic connection there that can help you. So with all of these things that are happening in our world right now, if you decide to choose to live intentionally, you will then you'll be self-responsible. You're going to be choosing your responses. You're going to be accepting that things are the way they are and you can't change them. All of these thoughts can help you get back to your light. It helps you move into that state of non-attachment. And as you get back in there, what you're doing, just the idea of someone considering what I'm saying. So considering the idea, okay, I'm responsible for everything in my life, how I'm feeling, and I'm not saying responsible for external situations. I'm saying responsible for how you feel and how you respond, okay? If somebody really who's never considered this thought or has considered it and really wants to work on it more might say, you know, I'm going to really try hard that anytime I get triggered by somebody, I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to say to myself, okay, I'm the only one who can change how I feel. What can I do to make myself feel better? And when you do that, you're reclaiming your power. And as you reclaim your power, you're back in the light of your soul. And then that's where you're going to find the serenity, when you reclaim your power. This is not to say, there's so many like disclaimers I'm having right now, but this is not to say that the emotional things that are happening around you might make it difficult, but the mere intention, trying as best you can to get back there and going, you know what, I'm just going to do the best I can. That's going to be enough to get you back in that space. Now, these ideas are wonderful. If I say so myself, I've used them for many years now, and they work. And I'm telling you, they work. I also find that sometimes that energetic connection makes a difference, where we add that added piece of energy, or sometimes we just go straight to the energy part, you know, and that's why people will have healings, you know, spiritual healings or Reiki or whatever kind of healing you like, or something will spontaneously happen and move somebody to move into a different vibrational state. So I find that sometimes adding that energy component makes it easier for us to move into the serenity, but also helps us really shift our perspective. So it can help us as it shifts our vibration as well. What's happening is shifting vibrations, shifting our perspectives, but it's also helping us release anything that's blocking us. Maybe we have beliefs that are blocking us that we don't believe we are spiritual enough, or we are not responsible and we want to be responsible, but we don't really believe it, or whatever it is, the energy can help. And that's what leads me now into this beautiful meditation that we are going to do. This meditation will help you increase the light of your soul. It literally will help you do that. And you can do this. You can repeat this. You don't need me talking you through it. I'll talk you through it now, of course, because you haven't done it before. But I'll talk you through it now. And then what we're going to do is it will help you detach from the drama and the anxiety and the stress and the feelings of helplessness and hopelessness that are out there and help you get back into that light. So what we are going to do this. So what we'll do, if you are driving, do not do this meditation to any depth because that could cause some problems. So what you want to do this meditation, I don't know how long it will take. I'm guessing 10 minutes, depending on how many pauses I take and depending on if I get any spirit information coming through to adjust what I have as my notes for this meditation. So I'm guessing about 10 minutes. So you'll want to get in a comfortable position if you are not yet, and you'll want to have your feet on the floor. I don't really want you to fall asleep while you're doing this, because I do want you to be able to find this space that you're going to be going to. Again, I want you to be able to find it so that you can develop it further. It's going to be really cool. So shut your eyes and I will start. So just shut your eyes and just do a nice deep breath. and what you're doing, and keep breathing deeply. What you're doing is you're releasing any tension in your body. And you're just going to notice any spots in your body that are tense, anything that feels stressful. And you're just going to breathe and release. Your intention is to release. Release anything that is not important. Release anything that's in the way of you being fully present in this moment as we go to connect to that light. And just keep breathing very deeply. And you're relaxing. And you're feeling peaceful. And just now, bring to mind favorite outdoor location. Where do you love to be? Maybe some of you love the mountains, or a lake, or the ocean. Maybe some people like to walk in the woods. Their favorite location outdoors. Maybe it's your backyard. Whatever location brings you joy and contentment, just connect with that space for a moment. And visualize it. What do you see? Are you seeing grass, fields, flowers, trees, water? Look around. Look around at everything around you and be in that space. And keep breathing as you bring in that beautiful peacefulness from that space. And as you're in this beautiful space, this space that you love, what do you hear? Is there a breeze rustling the leaves? Maybe ocean waves or water cascading over rocks? Or maybe you hear birds. Just listen and breathe and listen. The air is the perfect temperature. You feel so comfortable and so relaxed. As you keep breathing deeply, you feel safe. And at peace. Feel this. Feel the peace and the safety. Take another deep breath and relax your body yet further. Enjoy this beautiful space. And as you're relaxing in front of you, you see a column of light that looks like a ray of sunshine poking through the clouds. It's glowing brilliantly. And this beam of light sparkles and shimmers. It's dazzling in its brightness, but not overwhelming. And this ray of light is large and wide. And as you watch this light, this beam of light as it comes down, it connects with the ground just a short distance in front of you. And as it connects with the ground, it expands out even further, encompassing a larger area. And as you look at this, you feel awe and wonder. You're curious, what is this? How is this here? What does this mean? It's so beautiful. Look at that light and how it shimmers and glows. And you take a nice deep breath and you feel so drawn to this light. And as you look at it, you feel this sense of anticipation. You know this is important. You know this is special. You know this beam of light is here to help you on your path, to help you reconnect to the light of your soul. And as you breathe, you want to step into it, and it feels right to move towards it. And as you walk closer, you realize it's actually a waterfall of light droplets a shower of light that looks like little sparks, beautifully twinkling and flashing, gently moving, swirling around. They're not only going down towards the ground, but around and spreading out everywhere around, shining with this luminescent brightness. It's so beautiful and so alive, and just being near it is wonderful. And you know that it is the light of the divine energy, and you're so close now, and as you're so happy, you know you want to step into the light, and you step right into this beautiful light. And as you step in, you take a nice deep breath, and you feel so wonderful. It's the best you've ever felt in your whole life. And you take this deep breath, and you feel this overwhelming such a sense of joy. And these sparks of light are flitting around you like a million fireflies. It's magical and thrilling, and just feel it and be in that space right now. You feel safe and loved and filled with so much bliss and joy. You take another deep breath and you intentionally open your energy. Damn, these sparks of light have already been going into your energetic field, but now you want more. You want as much of these sparks of light as you can possibly get. You want it to fill you up and permeate your energy field. This waterfall of light washes over your body, flooding you with energy, with waves of peace and serenity. Allow these sparks of light to enter your body, your energy field, your soul, your whole being, and just feel the sparkling light in your body. As this energy infuses you with the love and the light, you might be feeling bodily, physical sensations. You could be feeling tingling, excitement, peace. You could be feeling empowerment, joy, whatever you're feeling. Pause for a moment and just feel it. Feel the love, the peace, the joy, and whatever is happening. Some of you may feel the need to move your arms out and embrace this energy. Some of you may be standing up and moving about the room or dancing. Some people might be singing. Some people might be crying. Whatever you feel is right for you. This luminescent light is all around you and within you. And you know that as you're connecting with this, you realize and you understand that you have within yourself your own spark. Your own individual spark, this shining ball of light that has always been there. No matter if you felt as though it wasn't there or it was dim or hadn't been there, it is here. It is within you and it's always been there. Visualize it now. It's in your heart center area. Just visualize it. Luminous and it's vividly growing stronger and brighter with every breath you take. Intend for it to fill you up completely, wholly, as the light of your soul. Breathe and feel it. This is the light of your soul, which is directly connected to the divine energy. And as this waterfall of light sparks swirl around you and within you, your light emerges with the divine. Breathe and feel your light expanding and amplifying. You and your light are unlimited. You are totally limitless. It is infinite. and keep breathing and feeling this beautiful space that you'll come back to at any time you want to. You feel peaceful. You know that no matter what is happening in your life, whether directly affecting you or not, challenging situations, pain, sorrow, feeling lost, or wanting to shut down to protect yourself, you know without a doubt that your soul light is always there, connecting you to the peace and the serenity of the divine that is rightfully yours, and you deserve to have it. Breathe that belief in. Breathe and believe that you are the divine. Your soul light is always there. You are relaxed. Your mind is at peace. And keep breathing. You are in and of the light. You are one with the light. When you are in the light of your soul, you are in the place of serenity. No matter what is happening, serenity is only a moment away. Feel this space for a few moments longer. Just breathe, feel, remember. Know that this light is always within you. And we are going to start to come back now and breathe, knowing that you are safe and you are at peace. And keep breathing and start to feel the chair or couch beneath you, whatever you're sitting on. Breathe and feel the feet as they touch the floor. Start to notice your body. Notice how you're feeling. And as you keep breathing, you're coming back to the present, coming back to the present in the physical. And you're coming back more, more, and more. You're relaxed and at peace, and you're going to bring this with you. And then one final breath, and then you can open your eyes. Okay, so thanks for staying with me while we did that nice meditation. Even talking through it for myself, I feel so much more peaceful just from talking through and doing it a little bit as you guys were doing it. So tell me what you thought about that. Tell me how it felt. Did anybody have any really cool experiences they want to share? I could tell, intuitively, I could feel some people were really, there were a few people who were struggling to accepting that light that's there. And I could tell some people were having some emotional reactions. And it's all good. It's all good. We have to take these little steps so that we can move forward. And this is a nice way to do it. Okay, let me scroll and see. Okay. So if you have any comments, let me know. It's been so nice to be back here with you guys. I don't know what I'm doing next week, but I'm sure I'll come up with something because your spirit always lets me know. Darlene, I just realized how much I missed this program. Well, thank you, Darlene. I really missed sharing some ideas with you. It was It was a busier summer than I anticipated, so that's something. So, Michelle, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm very relaxed. Allison, that was beautiful. Ryan's saying I was the one struggling. Yeah, you probably weren't alone, Ryan. That was a lot of energy coming through, and you're all very welcome for this. I'm so glad that you liked it and could get something out of it. That was a lot of energy. And if you've ever done a group meditation, even though we're all connected, cyberly, I don't know if that's a word, we're all connected that way, these things are still, when we do a meditation together like that, the energy is amplified. And people will have really profound reactions and experiences when we have a meditation in a group setting. And sometimes we'll go home and we'll try to do our own meditation and it doesn't quite get us there again. But because we did this one all together, that energy is within the recording. So when we get the recording out there, you'll still be able to access that energy. So if you ever struggle because, you know, you're home and you can't get quite the greatest meditation that you did in this awesome class or whatever, or wherever you might have been, don't beat yourself up over it. It's because of the group energy. So working together even this way does help. So you'll be able to, once the once we get it separated from the actual video, we'll download the audio, put it in something, you'll be able to download it for yourself. I'll post it once it's done, and that you'll be able to get back to that space, because like I said, that energy of all of us together doing it will help. It definitely will help. It has been quite the crazy time in our lives, hasn't it? Whoa. So anything we can do to keep us calm and serene. Now, I know some of you had sent me some ideas for shows. I have an extensive list of shows. If you saw my list, you would realize I'll be doing these until I'm 150. And by the way, tonight is my 100th show for Lilydale Radio. And I did 149 shows for the A1R Psychic Radio people. So I'm almost at 250. So that's pretty exciting to me, because I had no idea I was going to be doing radio and Facebook Lives and videos ever. That was not in my my brain. And here we are. And it's so much fun. So let's see what else we have. Super calming for the nervous system, Georgine, Christine. The energy was palpable. It was, wasn't it? I feel so much better myself. Like I said, I just, whoa, it's amazing. That was beyond amazing, Helen. Yes, thank you. I'm going to quote you, apparently. I cried my eyes out, Candace. Need to release my fears. Yes, yes. And that is so wonderful, because when we do that, when we allow the tears to come up, it helps us process. And I know I've always been a person my whole life, and I've changed over the past few years, who didn't like to cry in front of people. I just, oh, no, you know, but I'm recognizing now that tears are so necessary in processing emotions or expressing love, you know, for grief or expressing frustrations or whatever it is. It really does help. So where's the cake? Yes. You know, that's a good idea, Ryan. I do love a good gluten-free cake. but yes. I know, we should be having a party. I should have balloons. I wore red, you know, my happy color. So there we have it. Well, good. I suppose I could stop talking a little bit longer tonight because of the meditation. But I do thank you for sticking with me with that, and I do hope that it continues to be helpful. So for those of you who don't know who I am, I'll just give you the spiel again. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, registered medium here at Lilydale. This show is called Embracing Your Essence, sponsored and for Lilydale Assembly. And you can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com or be brave, colleenvanderzijden.com. So I am here quarantining in Lilydale, actually, because I was traveling. So I'm quarantining for a little bit of time, but I feel great. There's nothing wrong. So I will be here, and then I will resume doing readings the end of next week. But other people are still here, so if you're interested in coming for a reading, there are other mediums who are working, and again, you can walk the ground. So I will stop talking, and I so want to thank you for joining me this evening. I'm so happy to have spoken to you, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again next week. You guys have a wonderful week. Maybe it will be the most calm week. Yeah, okay, sure. But maybe it'll be the most calm week we've experienced this whole year. Wouldn't that be something? So you have fun, and I will see you guys next week. Bye. Thank you.